Hachette Audio presents Without Their Permission, How the 21st Century Will Be Made, Not Managed. Written and read by me, Alexis Ohanian. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of illustrations. Dedicated to my mother and father, Anka and Chris Ohanian. I wish you were here to read this, Mom. May this book, my life, and my persistent smile all honor you. A quick introductory note. Hello, I'm a bread pig. Well, I'm not a bread pig, I'm Alexis Ohanian, but there's a drawing of a bread pig on this page that you can see via the PDF. Every company I've helped start has a cute mascot I drew. It's sort of my thing. For this audiobook, the bread pig, a pig with slices of bread for wings, will be the cute spokesmodel to my Bob Barker. It's the eponymous mascot for my social enterprise, Bread Pig, which we'll get to in Chapter 7, No Peeking. You'll notice he's black and white, which makes the accompanying PDF in this audiobook a guide for navigating the internet age successfully, as well as a coloring book. What a deal. The real introduction to my audiobook. The world isn't flat, the World Wide Web is. In an August 20th, 2011 op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal, world-renowned venture capitalist and tech entrepreneur Marc Andreessen declared, "Software is eating the world." I couldn't have said it better myself. Andreessen sets the stage. With lower startup costs and a vastly expanded market for online services, the result is a global economy that for the first time will be fully digitally wired, the dream of every cyber visionary of the early 1990s finally delivered, a full generation later. Software developers worldwide are transforming every single industry on the planet thanks to the open internet, which makes unprecedented permissionless innovation possible even for a couple of 21-year-olds like me and my Reddit.com co-founder, Steve Huffman. My story starts out rather ordinarily. Despite having been born in Brooklyn, I was raised in the textbook suburbs of Columbia, Maryland. Seriously, I've met architecture students who've told me that Columbia, Maryland appears literally in their textbooks as a model planned community. And I did well enough at my public high school to get into the University of Virginia. I also regret not mentioning that that public high school is none other than Howard High School. Go Lions. It was on move-in day when I met my roommate, Steve, that things started to get interesting. By the time we graduated, Steve and I had taken $12,000 in seed funding from a then unheard of investment firm called Y Combinator to start Reddit.com. Less than a year later, I was organizing meetings with potential acquirers and, in less time than it took me to write my honors thesis, we sold our company to Condé Nast. 16 months after graduating from
Sample complete. Ready to continue?